So, as I pointed out here, political subdivisions, the city staff, which is the land use planner, development services directors, public work directors, the local government officials, that could be everybody from a board member, a commissioner, a council member, and the attorneys that represent them, and that can be an employed attorney or a contract attorney. And the landowner also has their own kind of staff. They may not be as formally formed, but they do have, there's the landowner, and then whoever they have that has put together the project. It could be an engineer or an architect or just a consultant. And then they oftentimes have an attorney that is actually going to be providing them some support for this. That's kind of the teams on both sides. But the regulations that are applicable to the local officials, and all of you, I'm sure, are well aware of these, they're found in 171 of the Local Government Code. Those are the minimum standards under which everybody is supposed to be operating for ethical behavior. The ethical conduct for a local public official talks about that they will commit an offense if the official knowingly violates the section, acts as surety for a business entity that has work, business, or a contract with the governmental entity, or acts as surety on any official bond required of an officer of the governmental entity. An offense under this is a Class A misdemeanor. Who here would like a Class A misdemeanor? Good, no hands. Local public official means a member of the governing body or another officer, whether elected or appointed, paid or unpaid, of any district, including a school district, county, municipality, precinct, central appraisal district, transit authority, or district, other local governmental entity who exercises responsibilities beyond those that are advisory in nature. That's a really broad definition. Think about it. Virtually everybody you talk with at a city is probably falls under that in some form or fashion. There's also discussion in here that if a local public official has substantial interest in the business entity or in real property, the official shall file, before a vote or decision is taken on any matter involving the business entity or the real property, an affidavit stating the nature and extent of the interest and shall abstain from further participation in the matter if, in the case of a substantial interest in a business entity, the action in the matter will have a special economic effect on the business entity that is distinguishable from the effect on the public, or in the case of a substantial interest in real property, it is reasonably foreseeable that an action on the matter will have a special economic effect on the value of the property, distinguishable from the effect on the public. The affidavit is supposed to be filed with the official record keeper of the governmental entity, which is often the city's secretary. If a local public official is required to file and does file the affidavit, the official is not required to abstain from further participation in the matter requiring the affidavit if a majority of the members of the governmental entity in which the official is a member are composed of persons who are likewise required to file. So if you have a 5-member city council and 4 of them are all involved in some way in a project because they own land or they are participants in a corporate entity that's trying to get land, they would all file and let people know, hey, I have an interest in this, but they wouldn't necessarily have to abstain from voting. Now, that sounds perhaps a little wonky when you put it in those kind of terms, that you don't have to abstain from something that you would benefit from, but if you have a majority of people on council, you have to get business done somehow. So the law recognizes that there's at least a record that you have an interest and that you're putting it out there that you have an interest and therefore you're okay to move forward. So then we look a little further at what a substantial interest in the business entity is. It's the 10% rule or more of the voting stock or shares, or 15,000 or more of fair market value of the business. The funds received by the person from the business entity exceed 10% of the person's gross income from the previous year. A person also has a substantial interest in real property if the interest is in equitable or legal ownership with a fair market value of $2,500. That's not a lot in this day and age. And a local public official is considered to have a substantial interest under this section if a person related to the official in the first degree by consanguinity or affinity is determined under Chapter 573, has a substantial interest under this section. And here we are with consanguinity and affinity. And that's a pretty broad reach. If any of the members of your family have this kind of an interest, then you are going to have to file an affidavit. So what does participation mean? And I find that this is an interesting, I'll digress for a bit with a little story. I had a city council, they were making a decision. The mayor had absolutely a business interest in this deal. Absolutely, no question about it. Was going to make a lot of money, in his words. And he bragged about it. Prior to the meeting, I had advised him that he was probably going to have to abstain. He'd have to file an affidavit. And he would probably have to not be commenting about it. He said, no, I'm going to sit up here. I'm the mayor. I'm going to sit up here and I'm going to handle the business. I'm like, well, I've advised you. I'll put it in writing even. And I did.